If you're choosing Arch Top Fiber, my name's Phil. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Phil. Jeff Goldman. I've been trying for a few days to get myself signed up with Arch Top on the website, and it keeps failing at the credit check. So I just, again, logged in and checked the three bureaus, and I don't have any freeze on them, so I can access them. So I'm not sure what's going wrong.
Oh, that's very... I'm sorry to hear about that. I'd be happy to help get you signed up for services if you would like my assistance with that.
Sure.
Sure, okay. What is your address?
43 Cambridge Drive, Red Hook, New York.
What's the zip code?
12571.
You said you're at Cambridge?
Cambridge, yes.
All right. Is this for a home or business?
This would be residential.
Alrighty. What speed of service were you looking to get?
1 gig.
All right. Did you need any kind of additional extenders?
Nope, that's it. In fact, I'm going to use my network, so it would just be a handoff from the ONT.
Yep, that's correct. And did you need any kind of home phone services?
No.
All right. I'm just asking these questions just to make sure I'm getting all the information. Sorry, give me 1 second. Sorry, had a cough. Now, do you own or rent your property?
Own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they from the pole or underground?
The utilities come in from the pole.
All right, fantastic. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Fantastic. Can you spell your first and last name for me just so I have it clear in our records?
Sure. First name is spelled G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y. That's Jeffrey.
G-E-O-F-F-E-R-Y?
R-E-Y.
R-E-Y. Sorry, I've seen it spelled both ways. And how do you spell your last name?
Last name is Goldman, G-O-L-D-M-A-N.
Thank you very much. What's a good email address for you, Jeffrey?
43 Cambridge Drive.
Email address.
Oh, email. Okay, I'll spell that. That's Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, at ggoldman, G-G-O-L-D-M-A-N dot N-E-T. Jeff at ggoldman.net.
And the phone number you're calling on, that 845-758-0008, is that a good contact number?
Let me give you my cell, because that I always have with me. Okay.
No worries about that. What's the phone number?
Okay, the cell is 845-797-5011.
Thank you very much. And how would you like to be contacted? We have phone, email, or text?
Email.
Email? So you may receive certain advertisements such as marketing and other offers, as well as other account-specific updates to your email address. You can unsubscribe at any time by either giving us a call back here at the number you've dialed to reach me or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your email. So let's go through and let's get that, because you're probably wanting to, you know, make sure you can get registered up. You said no freezes on your credit account. So let me put in a couple of bits of information, and I will definitely help you with that credit check real quick. Give me 1 moment while I get that information.
Okay.
Let me copy over your phone number, and then I'll just need your social to run the credit check. Whenever you're ready, Jeffrey.
Okay. 059 44 2937.
All right, give me 1 moment while that runs.
Thanks.
It's saying that your Experian is actually currently has a file freeze on it.
I'm logged into Experian, and it says I'm not. It says your file is unfrozen.
Oh, give me a sec. I think I see what it says. Give me a sec. There we go. I just had to click one thing into it to make it think you're a good match for us. You're not going to be required to make any kind of deposits. It was saying that it had been frozen, but if your records are showing that it is unfrozen, just to type in a pen saying it was disabled. So I did that. So you're good to go. on that
Oh,
one.
really? Well,
Yep. Anyway.
I told you it was driving me crazy.
So luckily, that's a good reason to give us a call if you're having issues with something like that. It's a great reason to give us a call. And would you like to sign up for that auto payment paperless billing to get that 1 gig at $69.99?
No, my wife insists on paper billing and
Paying the bill yourself? No worries.
Yeah.
No worries there. So you'll start getting invoices to set up payment as soon as your service has been installed. You'll receive that invoice after your installation date within 1 to 5 days, in about 3 to 5 business days, and you'll have 14 days once you receive that to make the payment on the account. You can also always access your information online using your ShopFiber account, which will be automatically enrolled in and able to log in and see that information as soon as you sign up for service. Now, I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we continue on with finishing everything out, just because it's the legal disclaimers and disclosures. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of the installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your services have been installed before you call and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send everything back to us here at Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment and its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statement and pay your bills online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Well, you said that all in one breath.
No, I just happen to know a really good circle breathing. It helps to, learn a couple instruments.
Yeah, well, I have no choice about that, so the answer is yes.
Well, you can always say no, but it's good to know that you do say yes. So how did you hear about us initially? Was it through, a direct mailer or something?
Well, I remember the articles when you guys started across the river in Rhinebeck.
Okay.
And then probably a few weeks ago, you've been digging up in our neighborhood.
Okay.
So... I called and they said, yep, everything's good. So I do have a few questions.
Sure.
If our power comes in from a pole, then the fiber will come in through the pole as well? You won't dig underground?
We will not dig. So if your power is coming in from the pole, we typically like to follow the power lines, which means we will come along that same pathway as your electricity to your home from the street.
Okay. And does the fiber itself enter the home, or does it connect to the ONT, and is the ONT on the outside of the house?
So the ONT will be inside at the time of the initial connection. Our technicians will help to get that into the home. The fiber optic cable itself is a very, very thin fiber optic cable, so it doesn't actually interfere with any kind of devices. They may drill a small hole just so the entrance, but we do make sure to cover it up and make it look normal, natural, so it's not going to interfere with anything. And that hole is going to be no wider than a quarter of an inch, because that's about the sizing of the overall casing for the wire.
Sure. Probably, that's very interesting. I guess I'll need to talk to an installer, because all of my network terminates in wall jacks.
No worries. So if you do have cable currently, you can request them to replace the coaxial cabling that is already there with our fiber optic cabling, and they will be able to do that, and we'll just utilize that same hole so they don't have to drill anything.
Okay. And I guess we'll figure out what sort of wall termination we need when I talk to the installer.
Exactly.
Okay. And if I decline the Wi-Fi network and router set up,
mm-hmm.
Do I still need to keep that equipment, or Do I you can just let the technician you guys
you can decline it at the time of installation, just letting our service technicians know that you only require the ONT gateway so that you may have access to the fiber internet speeds. You will be utilizing your own network and they will just not provide it to you.
Okay, great.
All right, so I do have
I don't need that stuff hanging around.
No, I understand. I do have a couple more questions for you. So is there anything on your property that our installer should be aware of, such as buried wired, septic tanks, any kind of well systems, anything large like that?
No.
All right. Do you have any other additional comments, questions, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Well, if a technician does want to call me, I can clarify what would be required for the install, or do we just wait until they decide to schedule?
So we will actually be giving you a call in November when it's right around the corner from when your address will become what's known as serviceable. Right now we're still laying out all those fiber cablings and making sure that we actually have service to the street at your location. Once we get that all clear for your address to be serviceable, we will give you a call to schedule out for that installation, and that will be within 5 business days of that call.
Okay.
So, and at that time, what we can do is we can actually add in a note to your account saying, hey, we want our technicians to give you a call just so you can have communication prior to the installation.
Okay, great. And I can log into the Archtop website now?
So you should at this time have received 2 different emails. The first email is going to be an order confirmation. Essentially, it's just going over a few bits of the details of what we went over today, as well as an order number, just so that you have one for your records. And the second bit of information is going to be an invitation to enroll in your online account. The account is automatically set up for you, but we provide you with a hyperlink and a temporary password for you to sign in for the first time, create your security questions, as well as reset your password to something more permanent for you to use. All of that should be detailed in the email. If you do not see a password, you can give us a call back, and we would be more than happy to get you set up with a temporary password for that.
Super. Thanks.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family, finally, after many failed attempts on your own, scratching your head going, I don't know what's going on. But we managed to get you started, and you are good to go, Jeffrey.
Thanks very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.